It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Aaron O'Brien from Aaron O'Brien in Suite 115. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, Cal. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Wonderful. You've got a new song out called We'll Be Together Again. We'll talk about that in just a second, Aaron. But why don't you give a little background on yourself? Tell us about yourself a bit.
Well, I'm from the East Coast on a little island called Cape Breton. And I decided to go back to school. I've been a musician for several years, more like 20 years, and I decided to go back to school and attend a music arts program. And it's through that program that I really started diving into my songwriting. So I've been writing several songs at home, and I really enjoy the whole process. I've learned a lot through the program. And, you know, I'm at a point in my life where I'm a little bit older. So, you know, when you think about, you know, just young people can go back to school, it's so not true, because you get to learn so much and you get to meet such a diverse culture of people, ages, and you know, and everybody seems to learn from one another.
Mm-hmm. It's always great to learn new things, always. Doesn't matter, like you said, doesn't matter how old you are.
That's right.
You bet. The name of the song is called We'll Be Together Again. Tell me about that song.
Well, this song, it was actually a project we had started in school. And we had to culminate with a few different members of our classroom, and we had to get together and try to write some songs. So out of that process, myself and classmate Nick McDonald, Steve McIntyre, a fellow classmate, and our instructor, Aaron C. Lewis, had come up with this song. And we were really proud of what we came up with. And during the pandemic, it's hard to do things musically, because we're all kind of, you know, stuck on lockdown or you're under restrictions, and it's really hard to put yourself out there artistically. But we were able to combine our talents, and, you know, we kind of put a little bit of everything into the song that we each had to offer. And the song itself, the song itself is actually going to, proceeds of the song are going to NSCC Foundation. So what that does is it helps students overcome barriers to their education. So we decided, you know, with the school being where we wrote the song, what a great opportunity for us to give back to students who may like to go to school themselves and may not be able to do that.
Talk about the importance of music in schools.
I think music is super important in school. They, you know, with just through the young ages, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, I really believe if you have a child that is interested in music, really push that, because you don't know where it could take them. I come from a musical family myself, and I've always pursued music, and now I finally came to the point where I want to do it in a full-time basis. So it took a long time, but I'm finally where I do want to be, and I encourage anyone who has any interest in music, pursue it, because, you know, music is such a joyful, happy thing. It brings people together. It helps you release emotion. It really, you know, it affects everyone different, but music is something that unites us all.
This might be an easy question or an easy answer, but where did Suite 115 come from?
Well, that's a very interesting question. The building that we actually are taking our music program in, we were all sitting there one day, and we were trying to come up with a band name, and I looked at the wall, and there we are sitting in Suite 115. And I said, guys, I said, why don't we just go with Suite 115? I said, like, it's where we all met. Because before this, we really didn't know each other. We're from different parts of the island. And, you know, we all come from musical backgrounds. And we got together, and we became Suite 115 in Suite 115.
Nice. So are you looking for, you're looking forward to writing more songs and performing more songs?
There's going to be more songs written, and from other artists in the program as well. We're hoping to do a compilation CD once we get more songs down. You know, but it's been such an exciting process. I'm really proud to be a student in the NSCC Music Arts program. And like I say, I've learned so much, and I really hope that people take this song, listen to it, take the message of positivity, and spread it along.
For sure. Aaron, thank you so much. What a wonderful project this is. What a wonderful song it is. Thanks for taking the time to chat today. How do we get a hold of you?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Cal. It's been a pleasure.
You bet. How do we get a hold of you on social media, Aaron? What's the best way for that?
We are on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. We're all over the place there. You know, we're fairly new. Like, this is our first single together. Right. So, you know, we're working through those bugs. You can purchase our CD on CD Baby, or our song, sorry, on CD Baby. And like I said, some of the proceeds from the single will be going to the NSCC Foundation to help students overcome barriers to their education. So we hope everyone enjoys the song, and hopefully you'll hear something again from us when we get back to school in September.
Erin O'Brien and Suite 115 on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.